Welcome back to Psukei Daf. We are learning together Brachos Daf Nun Aleph today. Our topic is the Kohen and the Plaintiff today. There are seven Psukim which appear on this Daf, and we're going to be focusing on the Pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis. Here is how it reads. Vayomer Hashem el HaSatan. Hashem says to the criticizing force, to the castigating agent, Yigar Hashem b'cho HaSatan. Let Hashem be angry with you, O accuser. V'yigar Hashem b'cho HaBocher b'Yerushalayim. And may the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. This is a brand plucked from the fire. What is the Gemara using this for? So on Brachos Nun Aleph Nun Aleph, the Gemara quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tells us about three things that a person should avoid, because the Malach HaMavis explained to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that he is found, that he, the Malach HaMavis, is found, the agent of death, is found in these places. Number one, don't take your chaluk, your shirt, or your robe from a shamash in the morning and wear it, from a servant and wear it. Number two is don't do Netilas Yadayim from somebody who's not done Netilas Yadayim in the morning yet. And number three is don't stand in front of women at the time that they are leaving or they are coming back from the mace, from burial. And why? Says the Satan, because Ashani Merake Devolif Nehem, V'char Biyodi Biyodi V'yeshli Rushish L'chabel, I am able and I am potent to destroy at such a point. The Gemara then says, what happens if you met in such a case? You happen to be in the circumstance, you are coming out and the women were returning from the grave, what should you do? So you should try to run away. If you can't, you should try to jump over the fence. If you can't do that, then a person should turn backwards and say, Vayomer Hashem HaSatan, Yigar Hashem b'cho HaSatan, Hashem castigating the accuser, the Satan. So without trying to understand the Gemara on its own terms, let's try to understand the Pasuk on its own terms. What in the world is going on over here? Where is Hashem castigating the accuser? So this actually takes us back to Sefer Zechariah, which is at the times of what's called Shivas Tzion. Shivas Tzion means the return to Zion. It's the time of the rebuilding of the second base of Migdash under the Persian king Cyrus. And what happens is that at this point in time, there are two leaders. One of their names are Zerubbabel. He is a descendant of Yechoniah with Davidic blood in his veins. And we have Yeshua Kohen Gadol. The spiritual leader is Yeshua Kohen Gadol. So we have the political leader and we have the spiritual leader. In this image, which actually happens to be the Haftarah for Shabbos Chanukah, Zechariah sees an image in which Yeshua is wearing dirty clothes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gets angry with the prosecuting agent and tells the clothes to be to switch for Macharat Zois. It's a very, very interesting image. This follows, what follows this prophecy is the one about the golden menorah, which he sees, and the two bowls feeding it. Not for now. But be it as it may, what is going on here? What does this image mean? So the Malam points out that it's all about a leader. This leader, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, is representing the spiritually sordid state of the nation of Israel themselves, of all the rest of the Jews. Now, coming back to the land of Israel, but they're not really in as spiritually deserving state of affairs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu attacks the Satan, who is pointing this all out. He's saying, look at the Begodim So'im, look at these terrible clothes. These people don't deserve Geula. And what does he do? Hashem defends the nation of Israel as represented by their spiritual leader Yeshua and Kohen Gadol on two accounts. Number one, because of Yigar Hashem b'cho HaSatan. The name Hashem is the Shem Havaya, the Shem Yud Hey, and then a Vov and a Hey, meaning on account of Rachamim. Yes, Al Pi Din, because of severe justice, they should not come out of this goddess. But nonetheless, Hashem has mercy. Number two, this is a man who is descended from the Kohanim who would serve in Yerushalayim, which was chosen by Hashem, which is why in the Pasuk it mentions explicitly, Yigar Hashem b'cho HaBoicher b'Yerushalayim. Hashem who chose Jerusalem should get angry with the accusing agent, because there is a connection to the past, and based on the zechus, on the merit of the past generations, that is why ultimately there should be mercy over here. There is a little more over here, and that is the Radak points out that, in fact, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the last Perek, this individual, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, was in fact thrown into the fire with others, with Tzidkiyahu HaMelech and Achav. And those two were killed, and Yehoshua Kohen Gadol actually emerged, which is why he's called an Ud Mutzal Me'esh. He's this brand plucked from the fire. This is a language, or this is a terminology which is used often to describe those who survived the Holocaust. Very apropos. You can imagine the smoldering piece of wood, charred, which came out of the fire when everything else was consumed. So this is the description of what Yeshua Kohen Gadol and the remnant of the nation of Israel is looking like at this point in time. Now, Barbanel adds in a very fascinating and a beautiful idea over here, and that is that, in fact, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol chronologically is actually dead at this point in time. He was not able to live to watch or witness the building of the Beis HaMikdash, as Ibn Ezra also points out. And therefore, the Barbanel argues beautifully that this is an image about the future of the legacy, and it's talking about his children. That's why the Satan is on his right side, reflecting the idea of his future, which is where his children are going to come from. And it's referring to the criticism of in the future, when there's going to be the spiritual attacking force, which is called Antiochus, represented by the Greeks. So we're witnessing a future scenario which is unfolding over here. And ultimately, it is because of the purity of the future Maccabim, of the Hashmonaim, who are going to be descendant from Yeshua Kohen Gadol, who will overcome this prosecuting force, which is ultimately the Satan. So it's much more of a historiographical idea, which is unfolding in front of our very own eyes. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.